Butte County, California is expecting rain, which firefighters welcome, but there's concern about mudslides and the impact on the search for human remains. Around 700 people are still unaccounted for. Chris Blair, a retired firefighter, a battalion chief, has been volunteering with the Santa Barbara County Search and Rescue Team up in Paradise. He's now back in Santa Barbara. Chris, not easy, sleeping with hundreds of volunteers in a nearby high school, then sifting through ash in Paradise.
In my experiences being a firefighter for 33 years, I have never seen such complete devastation. There were numerous vehicles that were burned out, and the houses, there were no very few walls or anything standing above the ground.
Yeah.
Mobile homes were nothing but a metal frame.
And now it's, I mean, you're in this debris, which is also somewhat of a, I don't know, sacred place. This is a funeral pyre. I mean, there are people, remains that you're searching for. I know you have, you know, all the hazmat outfits on and everything, but how do you steel yourself for that?
I am, that's why I joined the search and rescue team as a volunteer. I wanted to help my community, my citizens, as best I could. Unfortunately, I've been called numerous times to fires. We had the Thomas fire last year, mm-hmm. and a debris flow with 23 loss. And
right.
I was actually involved with a victim recovery with that as well. Mm-hmm. But I am rewarded and satisfied by being able to do it. Mm-hmm. But also, I don't want anybody else to have to see it.
Mm-hmm.
My firefighters that I used to work with, some of them are impacted significantly with post-traumatic stress of seeing this.
Hmm.
And I have been allowed to do it knowing that I have done my best to bring closure to the families and friends of these victims. And when people ask me, including my family, why do I do it, I tell them, you know, it's actually my mission in life. It's my purpose. And I'm really comforted by the team members and giving them support because they have jobs. They're engineers, laborers.
I want to ask you about that. I'm sorry to interrupt, but first of all, thank you, you know, for your service. But we know that a law in California requires county sheriffs to maintain these volunteer search and rescue teams. I mean, your thoughts on that, that this is a largely volunteer group of people.
Well, it is just that amazing to see someone who's never been exposed, who's been in a somewhat of a protected environment, mm-hmm. working, you know, in an office, and now they're providing this service back to community. I think there's no greater love. I have mm-hmm. seen a sign when they were thanking us after fires, and they said, "There's no greater love." And, you know, I've kept that in my heart, mm-hmm. and explaining it to the new members that we have come on the team to see if they're prepared for it. No one is expected to see what we've seen unless they're in a war zone.
Well, and I want to ask you about that, and want to warn people that this may be very uncomfortable for listeners to hear, but it tells us about what you and these volunteers are doing. You found things.
Oh, yes.
Can you share?
In my mind, I had pictured what I've seen before in people being burned in fires, mm-hmm. but this was just literally bone fragments, and the search dog that was assigned to my team, mm-hmm. he found a skull underneath a trailer, mm-hmm. and it was, you could obviously tell that was a person.
Well, and it also tells you, forensically, that it's a person who probably tried to hide under a trailer. And, you know, it's just heartbreaking. What happens in that moment?
Well, one of my team members actually said, you know, I'm okay with it. And we ask one another. There's a peer support system somewhat there. I've been on full body recoveries, and when you see the person's face or disfigurement from an accident, you know, you just have to say you did all you can do and recover the remains.
Yeah.
You feel sad because it is tragic to lose a life.
But on the other hand, you are bringing closure to a family. Yeah.
And you know, a missing person is just that. And we still have two victims from the debris flow, missing a 2-year-old and a 17-year-old boy.
Oh.
And
This is in Santa Barbara.
This is in Montecito, correct?
Yeah, Montecito.
And I've been out. We continue to search with the dogs when the debris piles are moved, or the significant probability that there's an odor or something coming from an area, and it could turn out to be nothing, but we'll continue to search till we find them.
That's from a year ago, and you're still doing it. I'm anticipating this. There will be searching in Northern California for a long time to come. Chris Blair, again, retired firefighter from Santa Barbara, who was one of the hundreds of volunteers who took part in what's turning into one of the largest searches in California state history in Paradise. I'm wondering, too, are you worried now? You're talking about the debris slide, and that was because of the fire. Are you worried now with the rain coming of a slide in Paradise?
Oh, without a doubt. There was crews there preparing the area for. They were spray hydroseeding the hillsides. They were removing trees 50 feet or more around the roads so they don't fall across when the mud does flow. And it's the job of looking forensically for through the debris piles is going to be probably made impossible.
Chris Blair, thank you so much for your work. Thank you.
Thank you. And as I said, I'm just happy to be able to provide closure to these families. And I wouldn't want to have anybody else have to do it. If I was there, I could be able to do it.